step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I'm John Batchelor, and I'm joined by my colleague and co-host and co-pilot, David Livingston, of The Space Show. And we're very pleased to head to low Earth orbit with Jeremy Grimmett, the founder and CEO of Rogue Space Systems. Jeremy's going to help us understand one aspect of what needs to be done in low Earth orbit going forward forever. I read from the fall of 2021. This is an item about the Space Force. Space Force launches Orbital Prime program to spur market for on-orbit services. Described as Orbital Prime will focus on the emerging market sector known as OSAM, O-S-A-M, short for On-Orbit Servicing, Assembly, and Manufacturing. Jeremy, I believe that is your introduction. You are on stage. What does Rogue Space Systems do? How do you connect with the Space Force's ambitions? Good evening to you.
Hey, thank you so much, John, for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here. Rogue Space Systems, simply put, we build space robots. And those space robots are designed and engineered to deal with OSAM problems and conduct OSAM operations. One of our very first customers, Orbital Assembly, they're building a gravity ring in space, very large structure. So we're helping with that. But the primary focus of Orbital Prime and SpaceWorks is to deal with space debris, because that is one of the founding, one of the initial forays that we as technologists have to perfect to go and do all kinds of other things in space. So if we can go and deal with a non-cooperative object in space, then we can go and deal with cooperative things in space. So this is their first foray into it. This is their initiative to kick off and try and start spurring the market, because government leads, and these guys at SpaceWorks are doing an amazing job of trying to set that trend.
So Orbital Prime is the big concept. And OSAM is the immediate challenge, which is on-orbit servicing, assembly, and manufacturing. And a subset of that is solid waste removal. You know, we had news recently of the Chinese claiming that their space station was threatened by, I believe, Starlink is what they pointed to. But in any event, we can only anticipate that there will be more of these disputes in low Earth orbit coming forward. And your organization is ready to respond to those in some fashion to improve low Earth orbit conditions. Is that correct, Jeremy?
100% correct. We're not ready to respond. We are responding.
Wonderful.
That's one of our differentiators. We're not talking about doing something. We're actively delivering solutions and putting proposals together to get it to the government and let us get in there and help.
David?
It says that you're using active debris remediation. How do you describe that versus, I guess, the opposite would be passive debris remediation?
So active debris remediation would be, for example, we take a spacecraft, one of our orbots, we call them orbots, orbital robots, and we fly up to an object, we grab that object, and then we move that object to a certain point, a certain altitude, to allow it to start deorbiting and burning up into the atmosphere. As far as passive is concerned, passive remediation would be things like doing preventive measures, or in another case would be where we take our spacecraft, we get right up to that object, we attach a device that will, like a tether, and that springs out creates more drag in the atmosphere because there is a little bit of atmosphere in low Earth orbit. So we attach a ribbon, a very long ribbon, and that drag increases when it's deployed and causes that object to burn up into the atmosphere a lot faster than it would have naturally.
Jeremy, you're in the forefront of orbital prime contracts. Is this a rich landscape for investors to get involved in? I've always talked for years about the commercial space market in terms of boosters, but this looks to be equally dense with possibilities.
And absolutely. So we're very bullish on the prospect of an in-space economy. And I think that is why we're in this amazing moment in human history and industrial revolution. So, I mean, this is kind of like a new space revolution, so to speak. And if you look at, it's the same basic concept of what happened at the turn of the 20th century between the 19th and 20th centuries. You had the advent of the railroad, right? You got train tracks getting laid across the country. Along those train tracks, you have settlements. Along those settlements, you start getting telegraph lines and communications. You have all the logistics to support that. It's the same exact concept with space. We needed the railroad tracks, SpaceX, Rocket Lab, Blue Origin, all these rocket companies, Astra. They're all developing the train tracks and the railroads for us to get us to space cheaper, faster, and easier, safer, right? That's in place. Starlink, OneWeb, distributing and moving internet into space and removing terrestrial restrictions, removing terrestrial bounds of communication lines. There's your telegraph. It's exact alignment. Now we're starting to seed and bring in more people into space. We're getting commercial astronauts. We're getting new space stations. You have commercial space stations being developed. You got companies that are like Orbital Assembly, designing and engineering gravity rings to extend human life. Now you've got wonderful, brilliant thought leaders like Jim Green, who recently retired from as chief scientist of NASA, who's now spending his time looking at terraforming Mars and designing structures in space to help support these types of human endeavors. So right now is this nascent, beautiful, unique moment in human history where we are able to get in early from an investment standpoint. You know, we're on the nascent
right
edge, as you were saying, in this new revolution. And I think it's going to be an amazing ride. It's going to be unreal.
David, we have a couple of minutes.
With the Space Force program, do you have to win a competitive bid? How do you get selected? How do you get to work with the Space Force?
So the way it works is it's broken up into primarily three, upwards of four different phases. You have a phase one, a phase two, phase three, and or what's called a Stratfire TAC-5. Right now, we're working on phase one proposals. Those are small business technology transfer proposals where we are partnering with a number of research and educational institutions from all across the country. Rogue alone, we're putting together 20 STTRs right now to submit into the phase one. So that's 20 different organizations, 20 different proposals for different technologies.
We have about a minute, Jeremy, about a minute. Go ahead.
So that's how you get in. You win that phase one proposal. If they really like your performance, they move you to phase two, give you more money, and then ultimately phase three, and you get under a contract.
Jeremy, Rogue Space is clearly high profile. Are you seeing actors from other countries? We note the UAE is in space, space robots. It's got a orbiter up in Mars, I think, right now. Are other countries interested in coming in this concept of orbital space? We have about a minute.
Yes, there's a lot of activity internationally. There's a few orbital services companies like Astroscale, ClearSpace. These guys are also at the forefront and taking very proactive approach in conjunction with the ESA, European Space Agency, in order to get these technologies out there. So there's a lot of activity. It's going to be really interesting over the next couple of years.
Jeremy Grimmett, he is the founder and CEO of Rogue Space Systems. I recommend the website. It's quite attractive, and it explains a deal about what can be done, what is coming online. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N, with David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.